Three, two, one. Thank you and welcome once again to the radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening today and we trust that we might be able to say some things that would be a blessing and a help to you. Last Sunday morning we began a series on Satan. And of course, Satan is not talked about very much anymore today, but he's still alive and well. And Satan is still a powerful influence on people in this world. And sometimes Satan is even an influence on us. We don't want to think that, but it's still so. In our lesson last time, we read to you from the book of 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. The Bible says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." Satan is after anybody he can get. Last time, we talked about how that all the sin in this world is caused by Satan. Of course, human beings yielding to Satan, and therefore we sin. We discovered last time that Satan is a real person. Satan is much more than just an influence. You know, some folks say that satanic powers is nothing more than an evil influence upon the world. And that's not so. Satan is a real person. He's a real entity. He was a fallen angel. And God kicked him out of heaven. And he's been mad at God and man ever since. And has did his dead level best to destroy all the creation of God. But he can't do it. Satan is still working today. And so this morning we want to start and notice some of the ways that Satan is working today. Number one is that Satan is a tempter. Satan always tempts. Satan uses the lust of our body to tempt us into sin and into rebellion against God. So always remember that when you're tempted, then you are tempted of Satan to do evil. And Satan's desire is for you and me to go away from God and never read our Bibles, to never pray, to never go to church, to never be a witness to anybody about holy and godly things. Someone would say, "Well, Satan never tempts me." Let me give you this warning. Satan, the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 and 9, is as a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. Satan is after you and he's after me. And if we say that Satan is not bothering us, it may be that he's already got us. Now let me give you this to think about. In the book of Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 through 11, the Bible records how that Jesus was led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of Satan. First, we notice about this particular scripture that Jesus was led by the Spirit of God. Someone would say, "Well, God would surely not lead anyone into temptation." And yet we ought to pray, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." And so all of God's children will be led into temptation. And the reason for it is not that God is trying to make us fall. It's not that God desires us to sin grievously against him, but the reason is that he wants us to understand how to fight Satan. And the only way that we can learn to fight Satan is to get into an actual combat situation with him. And so Jesus was led by the Spirit of God into the wilderness to be tempted of Satan, Matthew chapter 4. The Bible said here in verse 1, and it's also true of you and me. And of course, we pray that God would keep us in the day of temptation. And that's the lesson that we need to learn. Everybody is tempted of Satan. Now, you'll notice the resistance of temptation. And we're still on topic number one concerning temptation. How do we resist Satan? The Bible tells us how Jesus resisted him. And you'll notice in this place, in Matthew chapter 4, that Jesus was not tempted until he began his personal ministry. It may be today that if you say you're not tempted of Satan, it just may be that you've not yet begun to serve God. It just may be that your job is yet ahead of you. It just may be that someone else is doing your job because you've not got around to doing it yet. But Satan will tempt you. At the very beginning of Jesus' ministry, he was tempted of Satan and had to overcome Satan before he could ever do the things that his Father wanted him to do. And so it is with you and me today. Before we can ever serve God faithfully, we've got to know who the enemy is and how to fight the enemy. Well, how do you fight Satan? One time in a Sunday school class, the teacher was teaching the little preschool children, and she taught them about Satan and how they ought to fight Satan and to not do what he wants them to do. And so she got all through the lesson, and she asked the question to the little children, "Now, how do you fight Satan?" And the little boy raised up his hand, and she said, "What is it, Tommy?" And the little boy said, "I'm going to take my gun and shoot him." He was going to get rid of Satan altogether, but that's really not the way you get rid of Satan, is it? The way, you can't shoot him because you can't see him. He's our invisible enemy. And he's there tempting us and leading us. And how did Jesus get rid of him? The Bible said that every time that Jesus got rid of Satan, it was because he used a verse of Scripture on him. This is why it's so important for us to know what the Bible says. And that's a reason that Satan don't want you to know what the Bible says, because you'll use the Word of God against him. And so Satan, at the very onset, will cause you not to study his Word, not to study the Lord's Word. He'll give you excuses so that you'll do something else, anything else, rather than reading the Bible. Notice that Satan sometimes causes people to do some very foolish things. You remember when Jesus was tempted, that one of the temptations was that Satan took him up to the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you will just jump off, just jump off, then he's given, you have an angel, and the angels will come and bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." So sometimes Satan just says, "Well, just jump off." But let me tell you, Jesus said to Satan, "Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. For it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Man said one time, and I thought it was a very, very, very foolish thing to say, but he said, "You know, I believe that every person has a time to die and a time to live. And I believe that I could take my gun and raise it to my head if it's not my time to die, and pull the trigger, then I would not die." Well, that's not quite the way it is, because it just may have been that that was his time. It just may also be, and the Scripture does say it, that we can die before our time by foolish actions. And so Satan can tempt folks with foolish things. And if we're not aware of those things, then we shall fall under the condemnation of those things. The only way that you and I can ever resist the temptations that Satan throws at us is by the Word of God. And we must have the Word of God or we will fall. The Bible says in the book of James, he says, submit yourself to God and resist the devil and he will flee from you. That's the way that we do it. Number one, the way that you resist the temptations of Satan is that you submit yourselves first of all to God and then resist the devil. I read a book a while back about resisting the devil. It's been several years ago now. And the writer of the book was very sure that the way to resist Satan was to talk to him and tell Satan to go away. I'm not really so sure that's the correct way as it is to submit ourselves to God and then by the Scriptures resist Satan like Jesus did, and he will go away. And he will leave you alone. And I'm glad to know that. So, secondly, Satan not only tempts us, Satan gives us evil thoughts. Number two, Satan gives us evil thoughts. Now, did you know that Satan is actually the author of all the evil thoughts that go into our heads and into our hearts? Now, let's be careful. Let's not be guilty of saying, Satan made me do it, so I can't help it. Let's not say that. You see, there's a difference in Satan putting a thought into our head and us thinking about that thought. And us dwelling, staying on that thought, and sometimes searching out evil thoughts. Satan does give evil thoughts and evil ways, but we don't have to follow him. We don't have to listen to him, and we don't have to obey him. And so that makes all the difference in the world. We're going to have to quit because our time is gone. But the Lord willing, we'll continue this same subject next Sunday morning and trust that we'll be able to cover some more of these points about the ways that Satan deals with mankind today to draw him away into sin. But in the meantime, we want to give you an invitation to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. You're welcome to come. Bring your Bibles. Bring your families. And study the Word of God with us. If you're looking for a church that preaches the Bible, a happy church and a true church, a church that's trying to be true to God, then you come to the services of Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri. I know you'll find a warm welcome and people that desire to serve God as you desire. We invite you again to listen next Sunday morning at regular time for this program, and we trust that you'll receive blessings in your life this week. Thank you now for listening.